Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday right here on the Hometown Take. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in bed right now as well. Maybe you're off today and you just woke up out of force of habit. Good morning. Hello. You can go back to sleep if you want. I wouldn't be mad at you. Or maybe you're enjoying your last few moments of rest, relaxation, and you need to get your mind right a little bit before you get up and get your Friday started. Either way it goes, I appreciate you tuning in. All right, we will continue to preview the NFL divisional round in about 18 minutes time. Also, it's a Friday, so you already know what's going on. Grilling Dylan in about 38 minutes. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. We'll do that in 38 minutes. We'll open up the phone lines and we'll let you sound off on whatever it is you want to talk about. And I have a feeling a lot of you are going to want to talk about what we are starting with today here on the Hometown Take, and that is the Falcons' search for a new head coach. The picture may be starting to become more and more clear as the days go on, and it might become even more clear this weekend. We'll see. But I do have to say that I know a lot of you were thinking that Bill Belichick could be hired as soon as this weekend. I want to go ahead and put the brakes on that immediately because the Falcons still have to conduct two, I believe, in-person interviews with minority head coaches to fulfill and satisfy the Rooney Rule. Now, I hate to say it this way because it shouldn't be this way, and I hope it's not this way, but it does seem like it's this way. It seems like at this point those interviews could possibly be formalities. Now, I hope that's not the case because there are a lot of great minority head coaches out there right now. And the Falcons have interviewed, at least virtually, a good handful of them. And they actually interviewed one in Brian Johnson. Now, I'm not sure, I have to check the release on it, but I'm not sure if that interview they did with Brian Johnson, the Eagles offensive coordinator, was in person. Okay, it was a virtual interview. I just checked the press release and it was a virtual interview. So they still have to do two in-person interviews with minority candidates again to fulfill the Rooney Rule. They won't be able to do that, it seems like, until Monday, most likely. I guess they could probably do some today. Maybe they do two today, and it is possible they maybe could. If Bill Belichick is the guy, they hire Bill Belichick by the weekend. But it does seem like, and if I had to predict a timetable for all of this, if Bill Belichick is the guy, that it's going to happen sometime midweek next week, Wednesday, Tuesday at the earliest, maybe Thursday as well. We'll see. But it does seem like after the reports that came out yesterday, it does seem like Bill Belichick could be the guy. Now, the reports came out yesterday that, one, they are going to have a second interview with Bill Belichick. Nothing has been confirmed by the team when it comes to Bill Belichick in a second interview, but multiple reports from multiple reliable sources, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, Josina Anderson. We'll get to another tweet Josina Anderson had in just a second, but multiple reports have and are out there that the Falcons are going to conduct a second interview with Bill Belichick this weekend. Now, Ian Rappaport expanded on that, and he said in that second interview this weekend, people that are going to be present, Arthur Blank, of course, Rich McKay, of course. We know the two are really those are the two main people conducting the search, but also going to be in attendance in this second interview with Bill Belichick, Falcons GM Terry Fontenot. So that is, I think, good news, but I will say this. I hope that Bill Belichick is willing to let go of some control. I'm hoping that a condition of Bill Belichick coming to Atlanta or going to whatever team, I hope a condition that he doesn't have is he needs to be able to pick personnel. He needs to be able to draft personnel. He needs control over personnel. I hope that is not a condition that Bill Belichick has, but it could be. And if it is, Terry Fontenot could be in that room one to obviously become acclimated with Bill Belichick, of course. But the other could be to maybe carve out a new role for Terry Fontenot, and they all talk out what that new role for Terry Fontenot could possibly be. Now, that's an extreme, extreme scenario. I don't know that that's going to be the case, but I'm just laying out all the scenarios here, and that could be one. If, again, a condition of Bill Belichick coming here is him being able to pick the personnel, him being able to draft his own players, which he was able to do pretty much all his time in New England. He was basically, we all know, GM and head coach. So it's not out of the question that he would want that same control. So again, it could be a scenario where Arthur Blank, Rich McKay, Terry Fontenot, who again are all reportedly going to be present for the second interview with Bill Belichick this weekend, it could be a scenario where they're all talking out a new role for Terry Fontenot. Maybe he just goes and picks out the free agents because he did a great job doing that this offseason. But he also had a great draft this offseason too, and Bill Belichick ain't had great drafts these past couple of years. He's picked some good players here and there, but he hasn't put together a good overall draft in a hot minute. But that could be a scenario. What could also be a scenario, and this is on the brighter side, I think, for Falcons fans, is them talking out what is going to be Bill Belichick's role and how him and Terry Fontenot can hopefully be collaborative in drafting personnel, picking up free agents, and how they can work together doing that. And Bill Belichick won't have full control, which is what I'm hoping for. Because, again, I think Bill Belichick, the coach, can still be really good. I think he can still coach. For how long? I don't know. We'll see about that. But I think he can still coach. But I just don't want him picking players. Take some work off your plate, Bill. You don't got to do all that. We got Terry. You don't got to take all that work on. Man, you could go try to start a family. I don't know. It might be too late for Bill. I'm going to leave that alone, though. But either way it goes, you could try to find you a nice little boo. You know, it worked out for the Golden Bachelor, it looks like. You could be your own version of the Golden Bachelor. You know what I'm saying? With a little extra free time on your hands, not having to worry about player personnel or drafting guys. So, I don't know. But just talking through scenarios about what this second interview could go like and what could possible conversations be when this second interview happens this weekend. So, we'll see. But Terry Fontenot is going to be in the meeting. So, I guess that is in itself good news. What the talks are and how that interview goes and what it means for Terry Fontenot, what it means for Bill Belichick, we will have to just wait and see. But big news is the Falcons are reportedly going to have a second interview with Bill Belichick this weekend. Now, the other interesting thing that, again, is starting to make it seem like this coaching search could possibly be wrapped up sooner rather than later for the Falcons. An interesting tweet put out by NFL insider for CBS Sports, Josina Anderson. She tweeted yesterday at 11:01 a.m., quote, barring a snag in negotiations or a future development, still have to get a signature. She said that in parentheses. I'm expecting Bill Belichick to become the next head coach of the NFC South. And then she put a little asterisk in the Atlanta Falcons. Quote, his previous rapport with Falcons CEO Rich McKay creates comfort he can't mimic in any other building with a current vacancy. Owner Arthur Blank is very skilled at being convincing and selling the benefits of coming to Atlanta, as I learned from Calais Campbell. The GM dynamic in Atlanta is presumably more palatable for Bill in Flowery Branch than it would be in Philly. And as mentioned, both sides have been talking about this for a while, thus my previous reports. I expect Bill Belichick to reunite with some members of his former staffs whenever he makes it official. So, Josina Anderson making it seem like, look, they still got to put pen to paper, but this thing is done. It's just about done. Like, you got about 5 more minutes in the oven, and it's over with. Like, at this point, if you was cooking a casserole that had cheese on it, you're just waiting for the cheese to brown on top. But other than that, it's done. That's what Josina Anderson is making it seem like with this tweet. So, again, they still have to conduct 2 more interviews in person with minority candidates to fulfill the Rooney Rule. And they have requested to interview Aaron Glenn, Bobby Slowick, Ben Johnson, Raheem Morris. Now, do those interviews get done? I don't know. They don't have to get done because they've already virtually interviewed Mike McDonald, Anthony Weaver, Steve Wilks, Ben Johnson, the latest one. So they've virtually interviewed plenty of candidates. So we'll see, but a very, very interesting development happening yesterday. Again, Josina Anderson making it seem like it's all but signed, sealed, and delivered. But then you also get the report that they have interviewed Ben Johnson, and the Falcons actually confirmed they conducted a virtual interview with Ben Johnson. So if I had to guess, it does seem like the writing is on the wall that Bill Belichick is going to be the next Falcons head coach. But don't know that for a fact. It seems like they're possibly still looking around. Looks like they possibly could still be weighing options, but those could also be formalities. I don't know. And Bill Belichick could also still be weighing his options. We have to think about that. Now, We haven't heard of Bill Belichick doing any other interviews, and I think that's an interesting component as well. I don't know if he's going to do any more interviews. Like he's going to do, it looks like he's going to do a second interview with the Falcons before he goes to do any other interviews, any other initial interviews with another team. So again, that's one reason why it does seem like this search may be finished sooner rather than later. And the writing seems to be on the wall. But again, we'll see. We'll wait for official word again. I don't think anything official. I don't think anything happens probably until Tuesday at the earliest, but we'll see. But interesting developments. And I will say it does seem like the picture is starting to become more and more clear that Bill Belichick is going to be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, if you want to weigh in on this, sound off about it, we'll have the phone lines open in about 25 minutes time, 5:40. So we'll get your thoughts then when we do a grilling Dylan. But again, I just hope he's okay with letting Terry Fontenot be the GM, letting him pick the players and draft. Let Terry do that, Bill. You just got to just worry about coaching. We know you can do that. Just worry about coaching. Let Terry handle the players. Let Terry handle bringing the personnel. Y'all can collaborate a little bit, but he don't need full control over that. If that happens, where he's able to give up control and he's willing to do that, then I think the Falcons could honestly be in good hands. And then we'll actually talk about this when we come back 5 minutes from now on Hometown Take. Bill Belichick actually might not be a bad get for the Falcons because it could mean bringing in a quarterback that could help you win right now. We'll talk about that in 5 minutes. Next on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday, right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to you. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. was talking about to open the show, Bill Belichick reportedly having a second interview scheduled for this weekend with the Atlanta Falcons. Arthur Blank, obviously, going to be in attendance along with Falcons CEO Rich McKay and Falcons GM Terry Fontenot. But the Falcons also put out yesterday that they, and this was actually from the Falcons, they confirmed that they conducted a virtual interview with Eagles offensive coordinator not Ben Johnson, that's the Lions offensive coordinator. The Eagles offensive coordinator is Brian Johnson. They confirmed that they conducted a virtual interview with him, and that was the latest Falcons news as far as the head coaching search goes. But I teased before we went to break that having Bill Belichick here may not be all bad. One, obviously, if he relinquishes some control and he allows Terry Fontenot to do his thing and be the good GM, possibly even great GM, that Terry Fontenot could be. Let Terry Fontenot cook. Let him get the free agents in here. Let him get the draft picks in here. Let Terry handle the personnel. Let him get the free agents. Let him draft players. And again, Bill will have some say for sure. It's going to be a collaborative effort like it's been over the years with the other head coaches and the other GMs, just like it was with Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot. So it's not like Bill's not going to have any say and he's just going to – and Terry's not just going to show up to Bill's office and like, all right, Bill, here's who you got. Here's the roster you got to work with. No, it's not going to happen like that. Bill's going to have some sort of say and there's going to be some collaborative effort. But what we don't want – or I'll speak for myself. What I don't want, I do not want Bill Belichick doing it all by himself. I do not want Bill Belichick having the only and final say about who the Falcons draft, who they go get in free agency. I don't want Bill Belichick to have that complete control like he pretty much did in New England. Let Terry cook. He knows what he's doing. He getting paid them dollars for a reason. He brought in great free agents like Jesse Bates, David Onyemata, Caden Ellis, drafted a great draft class in Bijan Robinson, Zach Harrison, DeMarco Helms, got a diamond in the rough there. So let Terry cook. Again, Bill Belichick have some say, but he don't need all the say. Okay? But another reason Bill Belichick could be actually a good thing here in Atlanta is if, one, like we just talked about, he's okay with relinquishing control and him and Terry Fontenot have a collaborative effort on personnel. But there also is a second benefit to possibly getting Bill Belichick in here, and that kind of came about yesterday. A report came out, and actually, Kirk Cousins did an interview, I believe. I'll pull it up here for sure, but I think he was on CBS of some sort. And yeah, he was on CBS Sports, and he basically said he wouldn't turn down a chance to play for Bill Belichick. That's interesting. That's a spicy meatball. Because, obviously, we get Bill Belichick here. Kirk Cousins, last time I checked, the man's a free agent. He can go wherever he want. He can sign wherever he want. And if Bill Belichick is here with the Atlanta Falcons, and Kirk Cousins has a chance to play for Bill Belichick as a free agent, and he said on CBS Sports, he wouldn't turn down said chance to play for said Bill Belichick. If you connect the dots, we could get Kirk Cousins here in Atlanta. Now, some of y'all might feel a way about Kirk Cousins, but you cannot deny that these past couple years in Minnesota, he's been balling. And Kirk Cousins ain't been the Kirk Cousins getting hurt, obviously. Hurt the Vikings last year and Justin Jefferson getting hurt and all that. But when Kirk Cousins has been on the field, he hasn't been the reason for the Vikings' woes. He's been helping the Vikings get to the postseason. He's been helping the Vikings stay relevant. He's been getting that ball to Justin Jefferson and allowing Justin Jefferson to be one of the best receivers in the NFL. And he ain't just throwing screen passes and letting Justin Jefferson do the rest. He's throwing that thing downfield. I would absolutely love Kirk Cousins here in Atlanta. And it would make sense. You get Bill Belichick here. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't realize this now, which I'm sure you all do, because you are all knowledgeable football fans. But Bill Belichick comes here. This is a win-now situation. Now, you could say if we brought in a guy like Bobby Slowick or Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn or Mike McDonald or somebody like that, then we maybe restart. We draft, not restart, but we draft a quarterback and we go maybe the building, developing route of a quarterback and we try to get a first-round quarterback and go about it that way. But with Bill Belichick here, you're getting a proven quarterback. Now, even if that guy isn't Kirk Cousins, I still think you get a proven quarterback. Whether that's Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, whoever it may be. But with Kirk Cousins, saying what he said on CBS Sports, that's interesting. And if Bill Belichick, and if bringing Bill Belichick here means Kirk Cousins is coming too, I'll take that combo. Sign me up with some fries on the side, please. So that could be another benefit to having Bill Belichick here. So if he's coming with some players, if he's coming with some dudes, and if he's coming with that QB, can't be too mad at it. So you add Kirk Cousins to this team is a whole lot better. Just think, if you had Kirk Cousins on this past year's Falcons team, we are undoubtedly, no question, no debate, we're a playoff team, and we win the NFC South probably pretty comfortably. So you add Kirk Cousins to a team that's going to have Bijan Robinson, that's going to have Tyler Allgeier, that's going to have Drake London, that's going to have Jesse Bates on defense still, that's going to have Grady Jarrett on defense still, it's going to have David Onyemata on defense, Nate Landman, Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson will be back. You got a pretty good ball club. You got a pretty good football team if you get the right QB in here. So that does make me excited. And again, I'm not saying it's a guarantee that if Bill Belichick is hired here, Kirk Cousins is on the first flight to the ATL. But it does seem like it helps your chances to land Kirk Cousins if you get Bill Belichick. So we'll see what happens on that front. But I did want to at least bring you that news. And again, Bill Belichick, if you come with them players, all right. No matter how I feel about Belichick's age and how long he will be coaching here and, you know, would this be a 3 to 5 year thing and then we'd be starting over and back to looking for a head coach? No matter how I feel about that and how I feel about, you know, what if he has to have conditions where he can pick personnel and all that stuff. Look, if you bring a franchise QB like Kirk Cousins here for 3 to 5, maybe 6 years, depending on how long Bill Belichick wants to coach, you can bring Kirk Cousins here during your time here, and you put us in a position to win now and be competitive now and possibly get back into Super Bowl contention now. Helps you look past all the other things that you may see as cons to bringing in Bill Belichick. So you bring in Kirk Cousins. All I'm saying is the pros at that point would outweigh the cons. But again, we'll see. No guarantee that the Falcons are going to hire Bill Belichick, and no guarantee if they do hire Bill Belichick that Kirk Cousins is automatically packaged in with him. So we'll see as that continues on. I do want to mention real quick before we get to Grillin' Dylan that the Atlanta Hawks are back in action tonight. They are taking on the Miami Heat. They're going to be in Miami, 8 o'clock tip. You can hear that game just like you can hear every single Atlanta Hawks game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game is going to be at 7:30 with an 8 o'clock tip. Mike Conti, Steve Holman will be on the call. Mike Conti also will handle pre-game, halftime, and post-game festivities. But, again, it's another game where the Hawks are going up against a good ball club and you really need to find a way to get a win. You had a good win against the Magic. DeJounte Murray hit the buzzer beater. Hawks should be feeling good going into Miami. And hopefully you can get the job done. I'll quickly check the injury report to see. I know Trae Young right now is questionable. I will check to see if Miami has any big-time players on the injury report. So just Kevin Love and Jamie Jaquez Jr., they're both game-time decisions. Trae Young right now, game-time decision. Wesley Matthews is out. V. Krejci is out. Mohamed Gay is out, and DeAndre Hunter is still out. Yeah, DeAndre Hunter is set to return on the 20th, though. So he is set to return for Saturday because today is the 19th. So DeAndre Hunter should be hopefully making his return tomorrow. So that'll be good. Nice little shot in the arm for the Hawks. So you win this game, get a nice shot in the arm with DeAndre Hunter coming back. Who knows? See if the Hawks can get on a win streak. So let's try and get it done. Let's go, Hawks. But that is quick Hawks news for you there. All right, when we come back, you already know what time it is. You already know what's going down. You know what's happening. Grillin' Dylan, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to sound off on Bill Belichick? Do you want him here? Do you not want him here? We can talk about that. We can talk about the Hawks. We can talk about whatever. You want to talk about the NFL playoffs? We can do that too. You want to talk about movies, life, music? Doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we will do it next, and we'll do it on Grillin' Dylan. Again, number is 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open now. Go ahead and call up, and we'll take your calls next right here on the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a minute. Go ahead and call me up right now, though. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Again, that number is 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Whatever you want to talk about. The Falcons having a second interview scheduled for this weekend with Bill Belichick. Do you want him here? Do you not want him here? Would you like the idea of Bill Belichick and Kirk Cousins, possibly with Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator? How does that sound to you? Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. The Hawks, movies, life, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it here in just a minute when we get to Grillin' Dylan. But go ahead and call me up. 404-726-0929 is the number. Quickly here. Before we get to Grillin' Dylan, I do want to talk about some news in college football really quickly. Bill O'Brien, He reportedly is going to be the next offensive coordinator at Ohio State, going to join Ryan Day's staff. Obviously, Bill O'Brien was a, speaking of the Patriots, he worked with Bill Belichick as his offensive coordinator. Obviously, was a head coach in Houston as well. So, obviously, coached at Penn State, too, for a minute. So, Bill O'Brien has been around the Big Ten, and he has some experience there, but he's going to join Ohio State. So, you know, just in case Michigan and, you know, if Michigan loses Jim Harbaugh, if they keep Jim Harbaugh, they got to be prepared to beat Michigan because they've been losing Michigan here these past few years. So they're trying to end that streak, but that's some pretty big news there coming out of college football. So, all right, just wanted to bring you that real quickly. But before we run out of time here, again, 404-726-0929, it's time for Grillin' Dillon.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dillon on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. A couple of open phone lines still left if you want to get in the game and talk to your boy. But let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's head out to the ATL first and foremost and start with my guy Jarvis calling from Atlanta. Jarvis, what's going on, brother man? How you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just got a couple things I want to run off to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, first of all, I'd like to thank the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for another day.
Hey.
Let us use this day to encourage others.
That's big
in all walks of life.
Yes, sir. I love it.
A couple things I got for you, bro. Bill Belichick, right? Mm-hmm. Even if he does, if we hire him and he does bring in Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. with that Achilles injury and he's 35, 36 years old, I think
that's a good point.
My opinion, I think we should still draft the quarterback just to be his successor after about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Or barring injury, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not a bad point at all.
Yep. And last thing I got for you. What we gonna do with the Hawks, man? We need some excitement in that arena.
You not lying,
I
brother.
I just ain't seeing it. I ain't seeing it either, man.
Jarvis, I appreciate the phone call, man. Make sure you have a great rest of your weekend and have a great rest of your Friday. But Jarvis does make a good point about Kirk Cousins. He is coming off the Achilles injury. How much is that going to affect him? How much is that going to hamper him at all? He already wasn't a mobile guy, and you know that Achilles injury could make him that much more less mobile. So we'll see, but I still think Kirk Cousins would be a really, really good quarterback here, and he obviously would be an upgrade to what we've had here the past few years. So I would still take it, but I do think Jarvis definitely has a point. If you bring in Kirk Cousins, obviously you don't draft a quarterback at 8, but maybe you draft a quarterback in the second round or the third round. Maybe you try that again, and you just actually give him time, a little bit more time to develop, and you let him be under the wing of Kirk Cousins for a little bit. So I do think that could definitely be an option for the Falcons, for sure, if they do go the route of Bill Belichick, Kirk Cousins. You draft a quarterback second, third round, probably not second, maybe a little too early, but third round maybe, and you let him develop under Kirk Cousins. So that could definitely be a scenario. So good point there from Jarvis. And as far as the Hawks go too, really quickly, hopefully they can make some moves at the trade deadline that put them in position to move up in the standings a little bit and position themselves nicely in the play-in. At this point, I'm not sure if they'll be able to catch anybody and get themselves out of the play-in. It's still possible for sure, mathematically, obviously, but they got to figure out how to get some stops, and they got to figure out how to beat some really good teams the rest of this month. So it's going to be tough, but we're trying to hold on to hope. We'll see. The Magic win makes me feel a little bit better, but I've got hyped up about this team before, and I've unfortunately been let down, so I'm not sure how vulnerable I'm willing to be right now when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's head out to Augusta and talk to our guy, Ken. Ken, what's going on, brother, man? How you feeling this morning?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I want to thank you for taking my call. I want to echo everything Jarvis said, especially about the Lord Jesus Christ waking us up, getting us started on our day.
Yes, sir.
Everybody have a good one.
Yes, sir.
But, man, born and raised in Atlanta, and I come up, I'm still a season ticket holder, come up every Sunday to watch the Falcons play, almost made it to Monday, would have been really upset. But Arthur Blank, by far, has been the best owner that the city has ever had in any of the three franchises, three franchises. And I have been having my Arthur Blank pom-poms the whole time, and even with the press conference when we fired Arthur Smith, I mean, he sounded, I mean, if you think about 81, I mean, he sounds amazing as as being into the pulse of the business and everything like that, because it's a business. And but the Bill Belichick thing, like, I don't see it work. Like, I like knowing Atlanta, and even though we've lost some heartbreaking games, I go around the whole nation that go to games. Atlanta by far has the best experience as far as in-game experience, and it doesn't say Josh McDaniels. You got to think, like, Devontae Adams wanted, like, that whole locker room quit on that man.
That's true.
Bailey Zappi and like look what they did to Matt Jones, and I'm not even a Matt Jones fan because he's a Bama person, but
yeah,
I mean, it's almost negligent what he did to that franchise. So I just don't see that working, man. But thank you for taking my call.
Hey, anytime, Ken. I appreciate the phone call, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your weekend. Now, real quick, before we get to Mark, the PI, as far as Josh McDaniels goes, he would be the OC, and I think he would be a good OC. Head coach-wise, I think Ken is spot on. Head coach, Josh McDaniels has proven to not necessarily be it. And to his point about Mac Jones, Mac Jones is actually good under Josh McDaniels because he was with Josh McDaniels his rookie year, but then Josh McDaniels left to the Raiders after that, and that's when things started to spiral out of control with Mac Jones, because then Bill Belichick thought it would be a good idea to bring in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as co-offensive coordinators, the two defensive minds as offensive coordinators. Like, that wasn't a good idea. So I think as an offensive coordinator alone, Josh McDaniels would be okay. But again, we will have to wait and see. All right, really quickly here, to close out this edition of Grillin' Dylan, let's head out to Mark the PI. Mark, I have one quick question for you. What is PI? Are you a private investigator? Are you trying to get some dirt on me?
No, sir, not on you. I'm actually sitting on surveillance here in Fayetteville, Georgia. I do workers' comp fraud. I follow people around and claim they can't go to work.
I got you. Okay, hey, I just had to make sure. I ain't need to watch my words or anything around you, Mark.
I got your six, brother.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'd just like to say, first and foremost, Jesus Christ woke me up today, so that just means that he's not done with me yet.
Amen.
So, I love your show, dude. I'm out on surveillance early every morning. I listen to you all the time. You're awesome.
I appreciate it, Mark.
I hope
Thank
Bill
you.
Belichick does come to Atlanta. I think the Falcons will benefit from him. But, man, I'm telling you what, sir. I listen to this show every day, and I listen to these guys talk about Mike Tomlin, how great of a coach he is. You know what? I've been a Steeler fan since 1967.
Uh-huh.
Mike Tomlin, he hasn't had a losing season. Okay, well, let's talk about how many Super Bowls and how many playoffs he's won. The man chokes when it comes to postseason. I was hoping when he walked off the podium at the end of the game when we got blown out by Buffalo, he was going to quit. Now he's going to come back for another year and possibly be extended. That shows me that the Rooneys are proving mediocre. Man, keep up the good work, sir. I love your show.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate it, man. And I'm watching your six, too, as much as I can, Mark. I appreciate you, brother. And you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend as well. Look, that I can't disagree with Mark as far as, like, that message being stale and Mike Tomlin's postseason record. He's only got one Super Bowl, but, I mean, the consistency is there, so you got to like that. But to Mark's point, as a Steelers fan, it's like, all right, cool. You keep getting us in the postseason, but at some point, as a Steelers fan, you got to want more. You got to want more than just the playoffs. Every team is going to want more than just the playoffs. Is it great to have winning season after winning season after winning season? Of course, nobody's debating that. But to Mark's point, the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, and Mike Tomlin hasn't done that for a while. So I definitely get his frustrations there. I would say this, though. I would take him. The message wouldn't be stale here in Atlanta. It'll be quite fresh, but it does seem like it possibly has grown stale there in Pittsburgh. So I appreciate all the calls. Thank you, Jarvis. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Mark, for your amazing thoughts and amazing phone calls. But that'll be the time this morning. When we come back, we will wrap things up on a great week of the Hometown Take and a great Friday edition of the Hometown Take. And we'll hand things off to the morning shift, and we'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got coming up for you next. That's all happening in about 5 minutes here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a minute. Go ahead and call me up right now, though. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Again, that number is 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Whatever you want to talk about. The Falcons having a second interview scheduled for this weekend with Bill Belichick. Do you want him here? Do you not want him here? Would you like the idea of Bill Belichick and Kirk Cousins, possibly with Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator? How does that sound to you? Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. The Hawks, movies, life, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it here in just a minute when we get to Grillin' Dylan. But go ahead and call me up. 404-726-0929 is the number. Quickly here. Before we get to Grillin' Dylan, I do want to talk about some news in college football really quickly. Bill O'Brien, he reportedly is going to be the next offensive coordinator at Ohio State, going to join Ryan Day's staff. Obviously, Bill O'Brien was speaking of the Patriots, he worked with Bill Belichick as his offensive coordinator, obviously was a head coach in Houston as well, so... Obviously, coached at Penn State, too, for a minute. So, Bill O'Brien has been around the Big Ten, and he has some experience there, but he's going to join Ohio State. So, you know, just in case Michigan and, you know, if Michigan loses Jim Harbaugh, if they keep Jim Harbaugh, they got to be prepared to beat Michigan because they've been losing Michigan here these past few years. So, they're trying to end that streak, but that's some pretty big news there coming out of college football. So, all right. Just wanted to bring you that real quickly. But before we run out of time here, again, 404-726-0929, it's time for Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. A couple of open phone lines still left if you want to get in the game and talk to your boy. But let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's head out to the ATL first and foremost and start with my guy Jarvis calling from Atlanta. Jarvis, what's going on, brother, man? How you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just got a couple things I want to run off to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, first of all, I'd like to thank the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for another day.
Hey.
Let us use this day to encourage others.
That's big
in all walks of life.
Yes, sir. I love
it. A couple things I got for you, bro. A couple things I got for you. Bill Belichick, right? Even if he does, if we hire him and he does bring in Kirk Cousins, with that Achilles injury and he's 35, 36 years old, I think we—
Good point.
My opinion, I think we should still draft the quarterback just to be his successor after about a year. Or barring injury, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not a bad point at all.
Yep. And last thing I got for you. What we gonna do with the Hawks, man? We need some excitement in that arena.
You're not lying,
I
brother.
I just ain't seeing it. I ain't seeing it.
I ain't seeing it either, man. Jarvis, I appreciate the phone call, man. Make sure you have a great rest of your weekend and have a great rest of your Friday. But Jarvis does make a good point about Kirk Cousins. He is coming off the Achilles injury. How much is that going to affect him? How much is that going to hamper him at all? He already wasn't a mobile guy, and you know that Achilles injury could make him that much more less mobile. So we'll see, but I still think Kirk Cousins would be a really, really good quarterback here, and he obviously would be an upgrade to what we've had here the past few years. So I would still take it, but I do think Jarvis definitely has a point. If you bring in Kirk Cousins, obviously you don't draft a quarterback at 8, but maybe you draft a quarterback in the second round or the third round. Maybe you try that again, and you just actually give him time, a little bit more time to develop, and you let him be under the wing of Kirk Cousins for a little bit. So I do think that could definitely be an option for the Falcons, for sure, if they do go the route of Bill Belichick, Kirk Cousins. You draft a quarterback second, third round, probably not second, maybe a little too early, but third round maybe, and you let him develop under Kirk Cousins. So that could definitely be a scenario. So good point there from Jarvis. And as far as the Hawks go too, really quickly, hopefully they can make some moves at the trade deadline that put them in position to move up in the standings a little bit and position themselves nicely in the play-in. At this point, I'm not sure if they'll be able to catch anybody and get themselves out of the play-in. It's still possible for sure, mathematically, obviously, but they got to figure out how to get some stops, and they got to figure out how to beat some really good teams the rest of this month. So it's going to be tough, but we're trying to hold on to hope. We'll see. The Magic win makes me feel a little bit better, but I've got hyped up about this team before, and I've unfortunately been let down, so I'm not sure how vulnerable I'm willing to be right now when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's head out to Augusta and talk to our guy, Ken. Ken, what's going on, brother, man? How you feeling this morning?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I want to thank you for taking my call. I want to echo everything Jarvis said, especially about the Lord Jesus Christ waking us up, getting us started on our day.
Yes, sir.
Everybody have a good one.
Yes, sir.
But man, born and raised in Atlanta, and I come up, I'm still a season ticket holder, come up every Sunday to watch the Falcons play, almost made it to Monday, would have been really upset, but Arthur Blank by far has been the best owner that the city has ever had in any of the three franchises,
no doubt.
Three franchises, and I have been having my Arthur Blank pom-poms the whole time, and even with the press conference when we fire Arthur Smith, if you think about 81, he sounds amazing as being into the pulse of the business and everything like that, because it's a business. But the Bill Belichick thing, like, I don't see it work. Knowing Atlanta, and even though we've lost some heartbreaking games, I go around the whole nation and go to games. Atlanta by far has the best experience as far as in-game experience, and it doesn't say Josh McDaniels. You got to think, like, Devontae Adams wanted, like, that whole locker room quit on that man.
That's true.
Bailey Zappi, and like look what they did to Matt Jones, and I'm not even a Matt Jones fan because he's a Bama person, but
yeah.
I mean, it's almost negligent what he did to that franchise. So I just don't see that working, man. But thank you for taking my call.
Hey, anytime, Ken. I appreciate the phone call. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your weekend. Now, real quick, before we get to Mark, the PI. As far as Josh McDaniels goes, he would be the OC, and I think he would be a good OC. Head coach-wise, I think Ken is spot on. Head coach, Josh McDaniels has proven to not necessarily be it. And to this point about Mac Jones is actually good under Josh McDaniels, because he was with Josh McDaniels his rookie year, but then Josh McDaniels left to the Raiders after that, and that's when things started to spiral out of control with Mac Jones, because then Bill Belichick thought it would be a good idea to bring in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as co-offensive coordinators. What, the two defensive minds as offensive coordinators? Like, that wasn't a good idea. So I think as an offensive coordinator alone, Josh McDaniels would be okay. But again, we will have to wait and see. All right, really quickly here, to close out this edition of Grill and Dylan, let's head out to Mark the PI. Mark, I have one quick question for you. What is PI? Are you a private investigator? Are you trying to get some dirt on me?
No, sir, not on you. I'm actually sitting on surveillance here in Fayetteville, Georgia. I do workers' comp fraud. I follow people around and claim they can't go to work.
I got you. Okay, hey, I just had to make sure. I had to make sure I need to watch my words or anything around you, Mark.
I got your six, brother.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'd just like to say, first and foremost, Jesus Christ woke me up today, so that just means that he's not done with me yet.
Amen.
So, I love your show, dude. I'm out on surveillance early every morning. I listen to you all the time. You're awesome.
I appreciate it, Mark.
I hope Bill Belichick does come to Atlanta. I think the Falcons will benefit from him. But, man, I'm telling you what, sir. I listen to this show every day, and I listen to these guys talk about Mike Tomlin, how great of a coach he is. You know what? I've been a Steeler fan since 1967.
Uh-huh.
Mike Tomlin, he hasn't had a losing season. Okay, well, let's talk about how many Super Bowls and how many playoffs he's won. The man chokes when it comes to postseason. I was hoping when he walked off the podium at the end of the game when we got blown out by Buffalo, he was going to quit. Now he's going to come back for another year and possibly be extended. That shows me that the Rooneys are proving mediocre. Man, keep up the good work, sir. Love your show.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate it, man. And I'm watching your 6-2 as much as I can, Mark. I appreciate you, brother. And you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend as well. Look, that I can't disagree with Mark as far as, like, that message being stale and Mike Tomlin's postseason record. He's only got one Super Bowl, but, I mean, the consistency is there, so you got to like that. But to Mark's point, as a Steelers fan, it's like, all right, cool. You keep getting us in the postseason, but at some point, as a Steelers fan, you got to want more. You got to want more than just the playoffs. Every team is going to want more than just the playoffs. Is it great to have winning season after winning season after winning season? Of course, nobody's debating that. But to Mark's point, the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, and Mike Tomlin hasn't done that for a while. So I definitely get his frustrations there. I would say this, though. I would take him. The message wouldn't be stale here in Atlanta. It'll be quite fresh, but it does seem like it possibly has grown stale there in Pittsburgh. So I appreciate all the calls. Thank you, Jarvis. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Mark, for your amazing thoughts and amazing phone calls. But that'll be the time this morning. When we come back, we will wrap things up on a great week of the Hometown Take and a great Friday edition of the Hometown Take. And we'll hand things off to the morning shift, and we'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got coming up for you next. That's all happening in about 5 minutes here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.